Voice Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by 6-Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. You take pride in polishing your listings to perfection. But here now to tell us that there is no such thing as a perfect listing, horrors, is Diva Dawn Ralston, known on eBay as Diva Dawn LV. All one word, Dawn, what's the best way? Wait a minute, I'm going to back up. There's no such thing as a perfect listing? Dawn, tell us, say it isn't so.
It's not so, because there is a small detail that could be considered a perfect listing, and that would be one that's listed.
Oh, okay.
We get so mired down in trying to make our pictures perfect and our price point perfect to make sure we have all the keywords perfect that we sometimes don't get stuff listed.
She's right.
Perfect is one that's up.
I've got a whole box of things that I started to list and then put them back in the box.
Yeah, that's real common.
Something stumped me. Something, you know, that I would have to spend time on stumped me.
What was that?
Just different things. You know, I couldn't figure out how to price it, or one of the things, I don't even know what the heck it is. My mother brought it back from overseas, took a picture of it, couldn't find it anywhere online. I mean, there are reasons that people start to list and then stop in the middle of the listing.
Well, that's true.
It happens a lot, I think.
Yeah, it's true.
Okay, so Diva Dawn.
Yes.
I've got my inventory organized and I want to get it listed. How do I get started?
Start by working in assembly line fashion. Just like a previous caller had said today, work on a batch of coffee mugs or a batch of clothing so that you're not reinventing the wheel each time. Take all the pictures at one time and then edit them all. Don't do one listing from start to finish. You don't see Henry Ford building a car that way. You know, starting by putting the tires on and right till they've put the last piece and then starting on the next car.
Okay, so I've got a box of coffee mugs. I really do, by the way.
You do?
I really do. From the remodeling, we took everything out of the cabinets, remember?
Oh, yes.
And
right.
Gently we're putting them back in little by little. And, through, you know, we've got all this stuff left over. So I've got a box of coffee mugs. So I take a picture of every one of them in that box.
You do them all at once? That way you can edit them all at once. Now you're ready to sit down and list all at once. And then listing goes much faster if you can stay in the same category, the same shipping amount. If you only having to change half of the details each time, you can hit that sell similar button and list much quicker.
That's what I do. But there is the risk, Dawn, of actually carrying over information that you forget to edit and then it's not accurate. So you got to really be diligent.
You have to be diligent. You have to go down and check each one.
But if you're doing the new simple listing way and not putting too much stuff in it, it shouldn't be that difficult.
No, it shouldn't, because you're going to scan it all anyway. I have someone that creates listings for me, and all I do is scan through, be sure it's pretty much correct, and let it go live. So that helps tremendously.
So you have a helper.
I do. It was somebody I knew I added this fall, and it's really been a big help.
And this person lists for you?
Yes. But I do the pictures, and I give her all the information. She just actually physically creates the listings.
Because sometimes it's hard, isn't it, Griff, to find the time to list?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not really the fun part of selling on eBay?
Well, some people actually love it.
The listing part?
Yeah, some people actually enjoy that.
Not me. I'm not one that really loves, I like shopping. I love to ship. I love getting the package together and sending it out, knowing my buyer is going to love it. I like taking the photographs, but I don't really like creating the listings.
Now, see, so, I'm with Griff here. I've just changed my mind about something. If I could have somebody to take my pictures for me,
yeah.
I'd list like a son of a gun.
Yeah, I don't mind taking the photos.
Hmm.
I just hate sitting at the computer and listing stuff.
See, I don't mind that part.
Well, you're an entrepreneur.
It's getting the pictures just right and all that to me is hard to overcome. So, right.
Look for a high school student in your area. I know you live in a senior community, but they're fabulous with their cell phones, and picture taking on digital photos is second nature to them. There might be someone that would love an hour or two of work a week to come in and take all those pictures and edit them for you.
Now, if I had that, you guys would see me with hundreds of things up there. So,
well,
Griff, I've come to the conclusion it's the photography that gets me.
Mm-hmm.
Really.
It is, yeah.
So, my listings are up. Now what?
Well, now you need to have a inventory storage system to make sure that you can find your stuff. You don't want to spend all your time reorganizing your shelves and moving your inventory around. You want to be sure that streamline process from the, once it's listed, you put it away and you know where you put it away.
So, Griff, you ask her why a perfect listing is merely an illusion. And I wanted her to explain it again. I got it, but explain it one more time why there's no perfect listing.
Because perfection is paralyzing. If you're trying to make sure all your pictures are the best pictures ever, that you have every single angle, that you have every keyword, that you go down, that you research it and research it to death, to where you're spending way too much time on research. If you have something you don't know what it is, throw it up on one of the Facebook groups you belong to. Ask a question. Somebody will help you identify it. If you don't know where to price something, put it at auction. Price it at the bare minimum that you would accept in case you only get one bid, and let's see what the pricing goes to. If you get a lot of views but no bids, maybe it was priced too high.
Yeah.
If you all of a sudden get a frenzy of activity, you know you got a hot item.
That makes sense.
So if you keep trying to do everything perfectly, you're not going to get anything done because you're just going to be mired in that.
Great.
Can I tell you about my very first listing on eBay?
Oh, please.
I went to Lynn Drawley's boot camp, and she was teaching us how to list. I had been buying on eBay for years, but had never listed anything. I had a necklace that I was going to list, and I wrote this beautiful description, and I measured it, and I agonized over my photos. And she came by, and she looks at it. She says, okay, good. Send it live. And then she moved on to the next person. And I edited the copy some more, and I angled the pictures a little differently and changed the order and worked on it. And she came by again, and she goes, you still working on that one? Yeah, it looks pretty good to me. Let it go. And off she went again, and I did some more research and changed a couple of keywords and maybe moved a comma around. She came by again, and she said, you're still working on that one? She says, it looks good, and she hit my computer button and submitted it.
Right. Good for her.
Enough already, she was saying.
Right,
put
right.
it up
exactly.
there.
Exactly.
You know, you've got a point. This is a good point. We do listing dishes, and we talk about, you know, the perfect listing.
The perfect.
But you're right. To get the perfect, 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 the light is just in the right direction and everything's perfect is almost impossible. If you're going to list on a daily basis.
Yeah, if you keep saying,
time.
Yeah, I can do this better, I can do this better, I can do this better, I can do this better. There has to be a point where you say, this works, and then move on, as opposed to analysis paralysis.
And people will say, I'm a perfectionist. There is no such thing.
There isn't?
No. If you call yourself a perfectionist, there is no such thing as perfection, except in radio.
I think you can say demanding. I'm very demanding. Because I've known people.
Okay, that's good. Demanding.
I knew somebody who had a reputation for being a demanding perfectionist.
Mm-hmm.
Like 120 takes later.
Uh-huh.
Let's do take 121.
Mm-hmm.
And Shelley Duvall would go screaming off the set. I can't work like this. And yet The Shining still got made.
Yep.
So there it is.
So Diva, how long have you been selling on eBay?
Since 2007.
That's
so the first thing was the one that she pushed the button on.
Hey, she's coming up on 10 years.
Yep.
You're coming up on 10 years, Dawn.
The one that technically listed my first item.
That's terrific.
That's
Lynn,
a
actually,
great story.
Like you said, Lynn listed it. She didn't.
Right.
Because you would have still.
You would have still be there.
I might still be agonizing over that.
Oh, brother.
So, and that taught you a big lesson, right? Just. You know, do your best and put it up there and see what happens.
And you know what? Within a few hours, I had a bid.
You did?
And it sold. My very first item I listed sold that week, and it was just such a positive experience that I couldn't wait to get more listed.
It is exciting.
And I was much faster at it.
That's pretty cool.
Do you remember your first thing? Do you remember your first, Griff?
The first thing I
yep.
bought?
The first thing you sold.
The first thing I sold was...
a computer part.
It was a computer part, but I don't remember which one. It was probably one of those micro channel PC boards that you fit in for like video or something. I think that, cause I had a bunch of extra ones and I remember I sold some of them off then.
So. My first one was a WS Radio silk shirt that had the WS Radio logo on it. That was the first. I was so excited. It was the first thing I sold. And, of course, I've been dragging my feet ever since. What can I tell you?
It's exciting when you get that first one up there. And
it is.
Yeah, it is. Here's the thing I hear commonly. After all of that fussing and hemming and hawing and, like, Dawn, somebody like, oh, I'm not ready. Oh, I got to do it better. I got to do it. The minute they push the button, they go, oh, that wasn't so hard.
Exactly.
Well, now the rest is history. Do you do this full time, Diva?
Well, it's my only job, but I probably don't work full time hours at it. I work maybe 4 or 5 hours a day.
No, that means that means it's a full time. You don't work outside the home other than that.
No.
Right? That's it. Hey, we always love talking to you, Diva Dawn LV.
We do. Thank you so much. This segment was brought to you by 6-Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings. Up next, a unique selling strategy. Don't miss a moment of eBay Radio.
Reply Manager is coming to the rescue of many online sellers. Kirsty Smouse of eBay top-rated seller Revant Optics was overwhelmed by the success of her e-commerce business, especially when it came to customer emails.
We used email messages, so we had more than one Gmail address. So yeah, a lot of bouncing around between the different interfaces.
She explained how Reply Manager provided a solution.
Route several support email addresses into just one location.
Next, Reply Manager organized her conversations with customers.
We can take emails from the same customer and put them into one continuous thread.
Reply Manager works for Kirsty's employees, too, without giving them her eBay password.
You can leave notes so everyone is on the same page.
Reply Manager helped Kirsty get her customer emails under control, and it can help you, too. For more information, visit ReplyManager.com.
Listing. It's enough to make you crazy. Each and every listing has to be professional, which includes looking good on smartphones and tablets. And those listings need to go up fast. That's why you need Crazy Lister. Crazy Lister lets you create professional, mobile-optimized listings quickly and easily, so you can list more, sell more, up to 73% more, in fact. Choose from over 100 designer templates or create your own from scratch. Drag and drop your way to a professional, mobile-optimized eBay listing in mere minutes. There's no software to download, no coding skills needed. So join the more than 40,000 eBay sellers who've already used Crazy Lister to list more than 5 million items. They're listing like crazy, and you can too. Sign up for Crazy Lister today and get 1 month free with promo code eBay Radio, all one word. That's Crazy Lister for professional, mobile-optimized listings in minutes at crazylister.com.
It's another ordinary day in eBay land. You're ready to pack and ship when suddenly the shipping monster strikes again. That hard-to-ship item just sold, but you're not sure how to pack it. You need a superhero to save the sale. You need Bubblefest's Mark and Robin Levine. The superheroes of shipping. They can help you safely pack your most challenging items. They've got a super selection of everything you need to do the job right. Just call their shipping hotline at 877-599-SHIP.
Hello, Bubblefast Hotline. How can I help you?
Mark and his Robin will get you on the way to shipping that impossible item fast. For more ways to tame the shipping monster, join Bubblefast's Facebook group. Subscribe to their Bubble Briefs newsletter. And remember, their shipping hotline, 877-599-SHIP. Find it all at bubblefast.com. That's bubblefast.com.